My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for another episode and another chance to think more gratefully. Today's tip: if you have found some new reason to be grateful these last months, see if you can turn that feeling into a regular habit. I was talking to a friend the other day about all the virtual talks I've given in the last several months. I've spoken to a lot of big groups about my new book, The Genius of Women, but I've also noticed a huge surge of interest in gratitude. My friend thought about that and she asked, "Do you think the pandemic has made people more grateful or less?" It was a great question, and it stymied me for a moment, but I think I do have the answer. People are not necessarily feeling grateful for their circumstances right now, but the unusual situations of the last months have made us all think more about gratitude and its profound meaning and resonance. We realize that we need gratitude more to get us through. When we can't see friends or go out to theater or movies, we're missing our usual sources of daily distractions and satisfactions. So we turn to gratitude because we somehow implicitly understand that gratitude isn't about momentary and superficial happiness. It has a much deeper resonance. It allows us to think more about the greater purpose of life, what we care about, and who we can depend on. By those measures, many people have become much more grateful. One man emailed me recently to say that he lives in the country, on a hill, near a beautiful forest. He's sad for what's going on, but he said, the times have changed him. You don't always think to be grateful just for survival, and now he is grateful for that every day. He said that the pandemic has made him think more about how he'd like to live the rest of his life and what really matters. He and his wife are grateful to be together. And he said that when he steps outside his home now into that lovely forest, he has learned to literally and metaphorically smell the flowers. One busy mom told me she started thinking about gratitude in a different way during this pandemic. Her young children are lucky enough to be at a school that hasn't closed and is still operating in person. She said that as she waits outside to pick up her second grader every day, she thinks how grateful she is to the teachers and faculty who are inside. And when her child comes out, she reminds herself to take a moment to be grateful that she's there and healthy and happy. The gratitude moment puts her in a much better frame of mind for whatever happens in the long hours after school. I heard another lovely story out of Brainerd, Minnesota, where a man pulled into the drive-through window at a Dairy Queen at lunchtime, and he told the cashier, "I'll pay for the car behind me too. Whatever they order, I got it." When the next person pulled up and heard what the man had done, she said, "Well, I'll pay for the person behind me." Now, we've all heard these pay-it-forward stories before. They've happened, and they're always fun and inspiring to hear about. But this one didn't end after a couple of dozen rounds, as they usually do. Once it had hit nearly 50 cars, the general manager posted about it on the Dairy Queen Facebook page. She updated it when it hit 150 cars, and again at 275. Now, it wasn't just happenstance. People actually wanted to be a part of this chain of gratitude and giving. Cars started lining up. People talked about how they wanted this to be a statement of kindness at a time, as one woman put it, when there's a lot of anger, anxiety, and selfishness going on. Quite the opposite feeling did permeate that Dairy Queen, and the gratitude chain of people paying for each other went on for 900 cars over the course of 2.5 days. The last person each of those two nights volunteered to pay it forward to the first car of the next day. In recent months, we've all come flat up against realizing how much we can lose, and that makes us appreciate what we have and what we can give. I'll bet you've done something in recent months to get you through. You've been more aware of reasons to be grateful, or you've tried to be kinder in a difficult time. Now, as a new administration takes over in Washington, and vaccines against COVID-19 are rolling out across the country, there is some hope that we may be turning a corner. But rather than write off 2020 as a complete loss, think about how the limits of the year helped you be more grateful, and take that with you into the hopefully better months ahead. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with more ideas on how to add gratitude to your life and make every day a little brighter. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, "Well, I had this career before, but it was a waste." And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.